Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Rockies take out the Diamondbacks 7-5 at Coors Field yesterday. 13 hits for this offense that is still trying to find its rhythm. And speaking of finding a rhythm, Kyle Freeland with a better start. Went 5 innings, gave up 2 earned runs, saw his ERA, which was up around 38 after the first start of the season, has been whittled down to 16. Hey, baby steps, says Bud Black.
Very similar to the previous three games, you know, fastball 91-93, which is like it's been documented up from last year, from the last couple of years. So the fastball has life to it. Slider's good. Curveball comes into play. The changeup's still a little hot. You know, we still got to continue to work on taking velocity off the change. But they didn't really hit the ball hard, against Kyle.
Well, they won, so it's not that depressing. But
didn't get the victory, though, right?
He did not get the victory.
He was down when he went out.
But so here's what I heard. I mean, your son's the former big league pitcher. Uh-huh. What I heard is he doesn't throw his fastball fast enough, and he doesn't throw his slow ball slow enough.
Right. It's up a tick.
I'm a baseball savant, everybody.
You know what? I mean, he's got to live in the margins. That's where he has to. If he's going to have success, he's got to be living on the black. You got to be painting the edges of the plate because his stuff isn't good enough to blow dudes away. And his breaking ball and that stuff isn't good enough to really. So he's just got to live. He's got a very thin margin for error, if you will. And if he leaves it in the middle of the plate, it is absolutely going to get, you know, blasted.
Next on the Morning Brew, UConn continues to make the case that they are a college basketball dynasty. They beat Purdue 75-60 to win the NCAA championship for the second year in a row. Coach Dan Hurley will put their run up against anyone.
I can't say anything about Duke because I'm going to piss my brother off. But I guess I could say stuff about Florida. But I love Billy Donovan, so I'm in a bad spot. I just think it's the best two-year run, I think, in a very, very long time, just because of everything we lost from last year's team.
Yeah, so UConn goes back-to-back for the first time since Florida in 06-07. And before that, Duke with Bobby Hurley, Christian Laettner, Coach K, that crew.
It's an amazing run. Absolutely. I mean, just especially in today's landscape, the way college basketball is, although there's a lot more guys with COVID and the COVID years and everything else sticking around for a while, right? But good on them. Good on Connecticut. Normally, I would cheer for Connecticut. I can't believe I didn't pick Connecticut.
With all the time you spent in Bristol, how far is Bristol from stores?
45 minutes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you were in UConn's backyard all those years.
Yeah.
6 national titles now for UConn. Boy, there was a time way back when that if you'd gone up to somebody and said, the next great college basketball program, you know, you think of UCLA and Indiana and North Carolina, Kansas. If you said, the next great one's going to be Connecticut, people would have looked at you like you had 8 heads.
Yeah.
Like, UConn? Connecticut? What? No way. Well, here they are. 6 championships later. Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets begin a crucial back-to-back that probably will decide the number one seed in the Western Conference. They've got Utah tonight on the road, where Michael Malone is 1-14 against the Jazz. Then they come home for the big one tomorrow night against Minnesota. Minnesota, meanwhile, is home tonight against Washington and here in Denver tomorrow. So, no advantage, no scheduling advantage. Nobody can cry about, oh, we're on a back-to-back. Yeah. No, both teams are on back-to-backs. We'll be on back-to-backs.
When does the Big Cat get back?
That's a good question.
Do they say he's coming back for the playoffs?
Really?
They do.
Well, Last one I saw yesterday, all signs point to an imminent Carl Anthony Towns return.
What'd you call it?
Imminent. Imminent.
Imminent?
Imminent.
Isn't it imminent?
Imminent. No, imminent.
Imminent?
Imminent.
Imminent.
No, not imminent. Imminent.
Are you sure it's imminent?
I'm pretty positive it's imminent. Rogue?
Imminent?
Imminent. Imminent disaster? Imminent disaster?
Imminent?
M? Wow, I really missed these kind of deep discussions the last couple days.
Just really missed them.
Just
sounded really weird. Maybe just because I've been mispronouncing it my whole life.
Timberwolves. Imminent.
Imminent.
Imminent. I think it's imminent. All right, let's ask our own personal...
How's it spelled?
Google. Well, it's spelled I-M-M, so that's why I'm going with imminent, because that's the way it's spelled. But yes, Carl Anthony Towns expected to be back before the playoffs.
It's really quick.
All right, here we go. Let's satisfy Mark's. Okay. Look at those sausage fingers. Man, look at you. You make fun of my sausage fingers.
Imminent.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
There you have it.
We're all a little smarter. Finally. Imminent. Finally on this show, we finally did some educating after just making people dumber.
Text line, we won't need you on this
We won't need you. We got this. Yeah. We got this. Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche, meanwhile, are going to be taking on the Minnesota Wild. Are we... now accepting the fact that the Avs are probably locked into that matchup now with Winnipeg in the first round?
With the Jets, yeah. I think that's what it looks like. So that's all right. Don't you think?
Still got some work to do to make sure you have home ice in that series. Because Winnipeg is only 2 points behind the Avs with
a bird in the bush.
A bird in the bush, a game in hand.
Shoot. They could usurp them, huh? Take them over?
Yeah, but you know what? Stop me if you've heard this before. Uh-huh. I'm starting to get worried about the Kraken. But I think Winnipeg would be a better first-round matchup than having to play Nashville or certainly Vegas if you finished first overall.
All right. I'm down with that.
How's that for a silver lining?
Yeah. I'm done with that.
Okay.
All right.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.
Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.